Hello and welcome to Big Trouble in Little Podcast, your weekly home for all things entertainment. We are back, as last week it was a dry entertainment news, or not enough to talk about for an hour plus.
It's wet this week.
It is wet this week, that is right. As I'm your host, Joseph Lussell. I'm alongside here with the man that was in South Virginia, Lina, somewhere, one Keith Sweatland.
You guys have no idea what South Virginia line is like, dude. It's fucking.
It's just fucking, right?
It's fucking. It's Genosha. It's fucking.
All the above.
For all the listeners out there curious about how my Virginia trip went, I went to the South and I had barbecue once, and it was the worst barbecue of my life.
So confirmed, South has terrible.
Yeah, South has the worst barbecue in America. The best barbecue is located in the Pacific Northwest.
Get some. What's up? It's a two-man show this week, as one Ricky is not with us this week. Rumor has it he was abducted by aliens. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, so we're gonna cause some trouble this week.
Yeah, you don't want these two gentlemen by themselves. We need a
we're goddamn insane.
We're insane if it's just the two of us. Let's start off. Is this something to come up? I mentioned before that I just threw it into the news. CinemaCon is this week, but it's nothing too exciting. It's just what they get to do is like Warner Brothers, Lionsgate, Universal, Paramount, and Walt Disney Studios show some people like trailers of upcoming stuff that we like. Oh, there's going to be a new superhero movie, and they like there's like a Christopher Reeves documentary type movie coming out to theaters with I think in the summer. They got to see the trailer for that.
So I'm like massively prepared for this episode. Can you?
Yes, you are.
Explain, so CinemaCon, is it more directed towards like media weirdos or like fans?
Media weirdo, media. It's just the so it's just them being like, hey, we're showing the trailer for this Christopher Reeves documentary. You know, they got to see more stuff from the Wicked movie. It's like they get to see the Dracula movie. What's the
Eggers?
Yeah, the
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. They got to see footage from that. They get to see footage from stuff that are coming in the near future for us. Like, there's a Michael Jackson movie coming out, and they got to watch.
Wait, biopic or like a doc?
A biopic movie that his grand, hit one of his nephews is portraying him.
No, man, I don't want that to exist.
Well, you're going to, because here's the details, my good friend. Apparently the movie's half done. It is minimum 3 hours long. It will have over 30 Michael Jackson songs.
Like top to bottom, the whole song.
Yeah. They like, you know, they showed Twister footage, the new Twister movie. So
you know what? I was skeptical. I think I've come around on Twister.
That's right, brother. Let's go. Let's go.
I think, yeah, I don't know. It's whatever, like that style of movie, like fits good in the 2020s for some reason. Like just the plain Jane action movie that is like has some writing and effort put behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has, there's room for it. Like that movie. Whatever, in 2012, I think that movie would have like just drowned.
Yeah.
But now all we have is like straight to streaming, like action comic book characters.
Yeah.
Like Ricky's, because all we have is Ricky Stenicki now. That's all we have.
And we love Ricky Stenicki here.
Yeah. And I love it.
Big Trouble in Little Podcast support Ricky Stenicki. All three of us do. No one can deny it, as we all want like five more.
I think it honestly it averaged like 9 out of 10 on our show.
I believe out of the 5-star Rizzer meter, since I think it was all like 4.5, you know, 4.7, 4.25, and surprisingly, Ricky enjoyed it a lot more than us. So
it's honest. It's wild.
Wild.
This is not slander. This is
Not
facts.
slant. This is facts. And there's, Rick would like, he appreciates us telling you the truth. So, but one of like a couple movies that I'm intrigued are that they came out details is Bong Joon-ho's new movie, Mickey 17 with Robert Pattinson. It's described as a sci-fi comedy. It follows a man who gets cloned over and over and over again after he dies on a suicide mission.
That sounds familiar.
And then one clone is like an evil brother who is out of control. So you're getting a lot of Robert Pattinson there on that one.
I'm pro Pattinson myself.
Yeah, I
I
am
don't know, I
too.
think he's, yeah.
Then another one was like Furiosa. The movie takes place over 2 decades. George Miller, who's the
So does
originator.
George Miller. Is this a proper George Miller movie?
Let me double check for you.
Because this I'm curious about is I'm developing an unpopular opinion that I'm pretty excited about, that I think I'm excited about Furiosa.
George Miller is a writer and director of this movie.
Because I think I trust that guy. And
See,
I don't know. Like, it's
I
the movie.
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. The movie was easy to not, because I think their first trailer was a bad trailer. And I think that whatever CG shit they're using, whatever, who cares? That's in every movie. But I think George Miller has a good taste in like art and like visual set pieces. So I'm hoping.
I loved Fury Road, Mad
Yeah.
Max Fury Road. I loved it. And then I saw the trailer for like when they made the announcement for Furiosa, everyone was like, okay, cool, where do we go from here? And then it was like they announced it so long ago, and it was
Yeah.
just like, okay. And then they did the trailer came out. Like then, like well, Anya Taylor-Joy came announced was for Furiosa. I'm like, okay, so this is a prequel to Fury Road. And then the trailer came out, and the effects are just like horrific. Like she has a bad arm, and it's just like the final shot of the trailer. It's her, like it's like in my head the Wonder Woman theme music, da-na-na-na-na, playing, and like she's like flexing her machine hand. And I'm like, that is horrific CGI. I was watching a video about the trailer, and a guy like free frames one of the shots of one of the trucks that driving through the desert, and you can clearly see a green screen wall behind it, like, and it's just like, oh, this is killing me. And then someone's like, oh, the new trailer, the effects look so much better. And then I watched the new trailer. I'm like, it still doesn't look good.
And
But
we'll see on it. I think that the big memories of Fury Road are like the kooky characters
like
and
it was supposed to be the movie really was like Furiosa Fury Road because Tom Hardy's Mad Max, he was in it, but like he was just there. Like Furiosa was the main star of the
yeah.
movie.
And my one big worry is this thing I always complain about with like the way we like to do franchises in popular movies, like the for, I don't know if it's famous or not. Like I don't, it's the like why do we call Han, where did Han Solo get his name thing? Like we don't need to know that. I don't need to know about
Like why's
like I.
why is your name Furiosa? Because I'm furious. Like really? Like
It's like I kind of don't want. I don't know. I
it it
care.
it, go, it takes it's, it takes away from the lore. It's
Yeah.
like original. It's like,
Because
oh,
Furiosa
cool.
is cool as fuck. Like that character is good.
But now we get like it. So like this is a prequel. It takes a place over 2 decades. George Miller is addicted to making Mad Max films, according to the details, and he has another Mad Max set a year before Fury Road. So
That's,
he
yeah, I
has
don't
another
know.
movie in
That
the.
sounds cool. I support it. It's an IP that's not comic books. So that's
Like
something.
my joke about the Furiosa is what you could have done is like have
I just don't want to see her lose her arm.
And
They're
that's
gonna
what
show.
that
They're gonna
so
show
yes, 100%.
that.
Or at least like we fade to black, you know, type thing, and then oh, she has it now. But like we couldn't done a Furiosa prequel with Charlize Theron that is, you know, years before. Like we don't need that lore of how she be get, you know, lose her arm, how did she come by herself. Like the Furiosa movie, I'm thinking like we could have had flashbacks of that, you know, like the night terrors of, man, because my, you know, it's the How I Met Your Mother situation of, you know, how does Ted Mosby become Bob Saget? Like how does this, you know, Anna Joy Taylor, does she become Charlize Theron? You know, like how we,
All this
but
to say, I mean, I've been joining you on the Bashnet, but
yeah.
I'm excited to watch it. In that it's gonna be a theater movie to me, where I think I'm gonna go to the theaters to watch it, and I'm gonna walk out of it, and I'm gonna be like, damn, that's fucking 8 out of 10, dude. That
Yeah.
kicked ass.
We'll
And then
see.
maybe like 6 weeks later, be like, eh, it wasn't that great.
Yeah, we'll
But
see.
yeah, and I think that's what that's my prediction for everybody's reaction to it.
Yeah. Again, it's you know, we'll see. Like I know I talked about with the Ghostbusters and you got you and Rick were like, why do you still check the reviews? I'm like, well, I like to, but it's like this is one of those movies that will be waiting to see what like all the reviews are to be like, okay, am I gonna see it? Is this gonna be a bees movie or is this gonna be like I'm gonna, you know, see it because, you know, the reviews say it's really good. But another thing that came out of this CinemaCon is the new
Wait, is
Joker.
this a real, is it like a production, the CinemaCon, or was it online, or was
It's
it?
like in like it's like media goes to a place and they do like people walk on stage and do a like, here's a clip from Wicked or here's a clip from blah blah blah. So it is like a live in person type thing, but it's, you know, to the media only. And it's one of those like CinemaCon, it's like the, you know, the Comic-Con type stuff of like here is a, you know, trailer for Avengers, but it cannot be leaked out till
Oh, it was in Las Vegas
yeah.
at
So
Caesar's
it
Palace.
yeah, so it is a legit thing. It's just like again, it's just per for the media only. But I was gonna say another thing that came out of CinemaCon is the Joker 2 trailer.
Also, sorry to interrupt. I'm on the website. It's such
Oh
a
no,
bad web. It's such a bad
oh,
website.
yeah.
It's very funny
Yeah.
about CinemaCon. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, very. It's
No
got
worries.
like it looks like a rest has like restaurant website vibes. It's
Hell yeah.
like, no, we are at Caesar's Palace. Go to here for directions.
But they had the Joker 2 trailer came
Yep,
out.
I watched that.
What did you think?
I'm interested. I'm gonna watch it. I don't
Yeah.
know. I'm trying to. I don't have like terribly. It's like it's great podcast content. I don't have a strong opinion about
It no no no. I get it. I get it. Like
it.
I remember the first one. I liked the first one. I remember the producer having like a mild panic attack after we saw it that she legitimately sprinted walk, you know, like fast paced walk to the car from the theater. Like she was like, I need to get out
Oh
of here.
no.
I
Oh
need to
no.
leave. Yeah,
So
it's just
did you not finish it then?
no, we did, but it's just like one of those like
Oh.
we gotta go. And it's like she is like the fastest
Interesting.
I've ever seen her speed walk before. It was just
And down that was it down the spooky hall at Cinemark?
yeah.
If you're gonna get shot by a psycho, that's where you're gonna get
Yeah,
shot.
100%. And like it was cloudy, rainy that day too. So she was just like, I need to get out of here like ASAP.
No, my The first movie, I was upset that people, how smart people thought it was, because it was just entertaining. It was just entertainment. And I think there was like a big, there was a big, I don't know, there was some internet stir, it, however real that is, it's not even that real, but some internet stories about how this is like an, like a movie to provoke the incels and the far right. And that wasn't true. And the opposite wasn't true either, because the story had like signifiers of like the far left, where it's like, well, the problem is the medical system and capitalism is breaking us all down. But like, it's a Todd Phillips story, so it's like not that intelligent. And like, it was there was good performances, and like, it was cool. The scene where De Niro gets shot in the head is pretty dope.
Wanna hear a fucking joke? Pow,
Yeah, and like. And the what's his name? Like the what's his name? Always does good. Joaquin Phoenix is a
Joaquin
spec.
Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He the movie's gonna have good performances. I think I'm with my I'm with Sammy, my partner, that I think that Lady Gaga is kind of overrated with her acting. And I'm a little worried about what's gonna.
I'm intrigued. Like, I
Yeah.
haven't really seen any Gaga movies. I know she's done like the
American Horror
meme
Story.
American Horror Story, but the one with the meme of like, hey, let me get one more look at you, and then became A Star Is Born.
Yeah, with the song.
I can tell you, and
She's
like
good in
it,
A Star Is Born.
yeah, I can tell you, I know Rick wasn't he wasn't hyped for it. He's like, I just saw it and it didn't hype me, and like I watched it and like I'm really intrigued by it. Like
Yeah.
I'm interested, like I'll see it. It's because it's just like what's in their head and what's not. You know, like when you see them when the trailer, you see them in costumes and stuff. Like, is this in their head and they're doing like there's a scene of them dancing in the trailer, but then all of a sudden it cuts to reality, and you know, there's a building on fire, an ambulance driving by them, but they're dancing in the middle of the street. So what's real, what's not? I'm hearing this is going to be more, it has a lot of songs in it, like you know, they're saying it's a musical type thing, but some people saying it could be like Baby Driver, how the music's there to interpret the scene or go along with the scene, how Baby Driver did it. But no, I'm really interested by it. Like, just it captivized me of the fact of like, okay, what's real, what's not, you know, how.
I was definitely impressed with some of the visuals were pretty striking in the trailer, and I think that's the part I'm looking forward to.
Yeah,
Like the
people
parts
like.
with with the umbrellas, I thought that was kind of a fun
Yeah, like
shot.
they're gray to reality, but in his mind they're all color
Yeah.
type situation. But everybody's loving the shot of the very end of the trailer when she draws the
With the
smile
lipstick.
with the lipstick and it's like, let me
Yeah.
see your real self, and then he like smiles and it's like the you know perfect shot of you know the makeup type
It was
situation.
good. That was a good moment.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it's, I don't know. The Joker has been done a thousand ways. So if you want to make a musical out of it, fuck it. Who cares?
Well, and the
Do it.
Joker and the
Just do
Joker and the
it.
thing too, the Joker is going to be that it's, you know, different multiverse type situation. Not saying they're going to merge them, but it's like you have Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, you have your boy Barry's Joker, and the Batman and the Matt Reeves one, and then when
And the
James,
most important one.
and then when James Gunn decides to do the new his new Batman, there will be a different Joker. So there's going to be three different Jokers.
Barry
And, you
Keoghan
know,
and Jared Leto are the only Jokers that I recognize.
Ricky believes that too. Especially Leto. So.
Mean, he drew a hand on his mouth, or drew, or
Yeah.
a mouth on his hand.
Yeah, something
He
like
drew a
that.
hand on his mouth.
But then he used it. It's weird. Loved it. So yeah, like I'm really intrigued by the Joker trailer. Like
We have a long time to wait.
October, so
Yeah, half a year.
half a year, but a blink of an eye, and it'll be
Yeah.
here. Speaking of trailers, you weren't here for this one. What's your take on Bad Boys 4? And I'll let you know now that me and Ricky have still not seen Bad Boys 3 because of you saying not to watch it. But
You guys haven't.
I do own it.
You get.
I do own it. I haven't watched it though, but I do own it.
I saw it like opening weekend. Just cracking me up. But yeah, it
It's
was Martin Lawrence needs to go like back to acting school or something. I don't know. Or
damn.
they need to pay him more, or I don't know. They need to he needs to tr do something. I don't know. It looks like dog shit. It looks really bad.
But will
But
you watch it?
well, duh.
Yeah. Just
No,
making sure.
that's the yeah, it looks like Bad Boys 1 and 2 are pretty magical. And it's a funny IP. It's Michael Bay, right?
He's not. I don't think he's produ making. He's a producer this time around. It's not
Ooh, if
his
he's
gonna
not
be.
ooh, okay, that's even I'm even more skeptical. 'Cause Bad Boys 1 and 2, there's such a Michael Bay has such a famous aesthetic in his movies, like the 360 camera motions, like the bullet time, the headshots, the like camera going through a keyhole, the like
The director of the last one, where are you? Adele L. Arby.
Oh, Michael Bay didn't do the last one.
He didn't do the last one either. He's directing both, this one and the last one.
Yikes.
He's the director of some of the Miss Marvel TV show episodes as well. But yeah, it's but I think it's like a Mike in the trailer. They had some Michael Bay-ish stuff when he
Well,
throws the gun
it's
and.
easy to Michael Bay is it's easy to replicate, but not easy to like do it right.
Yeah. Well, Michael Bay just did the ambulance movie, and
Which, yeah, was
and he's like,
dope.
"Hey,
Underrated.
you're gonna fly a drone under this ambulance that's gonna jump off this ramp.
Yeah, this
How
new
much
guy's
time you
not gonna do
got?
that.
You got one shot."
Yeah.
I'm
No, like,
intrigued by it. I need to watch
no.
the third one for sure. So, like
You
you
have
said,
to.
yeah, like you said, the
Yeah.
first one, like I, it's that weird thing of like the first one's really good, but I think the second one's better. So I just need to watch the third one and be like, okay, it's there, or it's in, it's tolerable.
Yeah, Ben. Like you almost just need to ignore three and like probably I'm assuming this one's gonna be as it's gonna be like a C plus, B minus, it's gonna be fine or whatever. And
Should I do what I was planning on doing with Dune and
just skip it.
just skip Dune 1 and go straight to Dune 2?
If you like, if you did a, if you put a sandworm to the back of my head and told me to say out loud what happens in Bad Boys 3, I couldn't do it. I'd just have to get eaten by the sand. I'd have to get eaten by Shai Halub and then go inside the
Shalu,
popcorn
ah,
bucket.
Shalu. Yeah. And then you brought this up, James McAvoy, Speak No Evil.
Dude, that I just watched that trailer right before record time. Holy shit.
It looks interesting. Do you know? I'm just looking at the cast because I was like, I was just because it's like a remake of a 2022 movie.
Weird.
It's the
Really?
same. It's the same. Yeah, there is a
The
speak.
same
It's
plot?
Danish family visits a Dutch family. They met on one holiday. Yep, it's the exact same thing.
That's
It's an
cool.
IFC movie,
Oh, that's funny.
and it is an hour 40. It's on IFC or AMC Plus, and you can rent it on Prime for $3.30. And this one is a it doesn't give a time frame, but it's James McAvoy. Scoot McNairy is the father of the family that comes to the thing. You know where he's from?
No.
BVS DOJ. He's the one that loses his
Oh,
legs.
sick. Sick. Oh, yep, that's where I recognized him.
Yeah, he
I
was
was watching it.
bothering
I was
me.
like, this guy's famous. Who's this guy?
Yeah, this guy bothers me. Who are you? Why are you? And then
So
McKen.
grandma's peach tea.
Yep. And then Mackenzie Davis is it looks like to be his wife.
Yeah.
She is the Terminator from the most recent Terminator movie.
Yep.
But again, it looks like James McAvoy is going to steal the
Dude, my big comment when both of us when we watched the trailer, we were both like, God damn, McAvoy is good at like
Yep.
playing that character. It's like, holy
I,
crap.
just watching the scene of like
I'm
she
not a
cut.
doctor
I'm
at
not. Yes, thank you. That scene, like, I'm
that
not a doctor, but you said you were. No, I'm not. What? And then, got you type thing. I'm like, God, that was awesome. Like that scene alone, it's like I kind of want to see it.
know, and it's not exactly like a like it doesn't seem to be quite your style of movie, so I'm
Yeah.
excited that you're at least even a little interested.
Yeah, I'm seeing the trailer right now on mute, and it's like, the scene of the him, like him force
McAvoy's
feeding her,
faces.
like him force feeding her like
Meat, because she doesn't eat
meat.
meat, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
he's like love it, and it's like.
that's why that scene is familiar. Because there's a, I remember seeing when I was going through when I go through a whole when I go through like when I my process of finding a horror movie on Amazon
Yeah.
is I like click on I click on a famous movie that I think that I like let's say Event Horizon's a good example. I love Event. That's one of my favorite horror movies. And then I'll go to Event Horizon, and I'll scroll down on Amazon Prime and like see what the movies that are related to that movie are. And that's how I find movies typically. Is I'll like, oh, this movie, like, if you like Event Horizon, you might like these 25 movies. And I remember watching a trailer of a woman eating meat when she was a vegetarian because she was being forced to. And I'm wondering if that scene sticks into my head.
I
And
think
it's a like a gross thought.
I'll go quicker story. I think of mutton.
The
Seinfeld.
movie? Oh
Seinfeld when
yep. With the napkin.
with the napkins. Ain't a
The
whole lot of
dog.
mutton here. Yeah. What mutton? But yeah, just like seeing the trailer and just seeing like him snap at the boy for like doing the dance wrong, and like I got a suspicion like the kid doesn't talk, and it's like, well, because the dad did it. Like I think McAvoy did it. He did something.
But I was texting you about it and chatting with you about it. I think 2024 is the year of the horror banger, because
Yeah.
there's about six trailers out there that are about or that I'm super excited about. And if in compared to a normal, if like a quarter of these horror movies like make it and are somewhat popular, then that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because like the first Omen, I think is going to be popular. I think it's going to do good.
Yeah.
And then.
So I here's the so I just did 2024 horror movies, and it's from already been out or whatever. So like number one, like so just it's just a list. You have Lisa Frankenstein that came out. You had Night Swim, Imaginary. So there's that. Immaculate, which you did say you
Yeah, I
saw.
saw Immaculate. Immaculate's it's good. It's gross. It's cool. If you want to get grossed out, it's
Yeah.
a good one.
The First Omen, which you were just mentioning about. Arcadian, the new Nick Cage one.
Long Legs, the other Nick Cage.
Yeah. Abigail. You have Tarot, the Tarot card, if you're gonna see that one. Strangers, the remake of Strangers.
Yeah, which is a or is it it's within the series. Is it a
It's
re
within it's a,
is it a reboot or
it might be.
is it just called Strangers?
It's Strangers Chapter One.
Yeah, so it's like
So a
yeah, it's like the
prequel
first
maybe.
Purge.
In Violent Nature, I want to see. The Watchers, the M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, the Shana Shyamalan.
I think that one's gonna be good. I don't know. I think it's gonna be. I'm a
Long
little
leg.
more. We'll
Yep.
see.
Long legs. You know a movie that caught my eye? Maxine.
That trailer. I've watched that trailer like three times.
Me too. You're
I'm obsessed with Walton Goggins too. That's why.
a fucking movie star.
Yeah, and that's the third movie in the series.
Yeah,
Of the
X
Pearl
and
X X
Pearl.
and Pearl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuckoo,
Cuckoo.
cuckoo.
Yeah. Dan Stevens.
Yeah.
Dan Stevens and I want to see, you know what would be my dream team horror movie, I think, after this year would be Dan Stevens and McAvoy. Those two guys. I'm obsessed with those two guys.
We have Smile 2 happening.
That going to come out or are they making it?
It says 2024.
I guess that'd be a quick turnaround.
You have Terrifier 3.
Hell yeah.
What else? We have But these are all like now I'm looking at pre-production type stuff and
What are the, there's Cuckoo and Ab, oh, Cuckoo and Abigail are the two Dan Stevens movies. And he's in, Dan Stevens is in Godzilla Kong.
the new one.
God
But
damn,
then
this.
also like and also in post-production there's a the Strangers. I'm looking on IMDb still, and it looks like the Strangers have a chapter 2 and 3, so there's
Oh
gonna be
wow.
that. So
Okay, here's
the
Dan. Dan Stevens has Abigail, Godzilla, Kong, and Cuckoo all this year. No,
Dan the director.
Dan Stevens, he's the actor. He's in
Oh, actor. Okay, okay.
Legion. That's where I know him from.
Okay.
That he's a hell of a character actor. He's good at like
Yeah.
he's good at voices and people.
But then you also sadly you have the all the you know we talked about it last time about the like Winnie the Pooh and
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's a lot, there's like 10 of those every year though.
yeah.
So like those are a constant.
Oh, okay. I know who Dan Stevens is. Okay. I just
Yeah.
looked him up. I'm like, yep, I know who he is. Yeah.
He
But
plays
Cuckoo.
Beast.
Yeah. Hey, does he?
No, he plays, no, not Beast. He plays the Beast in the Disney one. The, why can't I name of the Emma Stone, the Beast. Beauty and
Oh,
the
I'm gonna go on.
you know,
Well,
Beast.
you said Beast. I'm like, oh,
Oh,
sick. He's Beast
X-Men.
in
No,
X-Men.
he'd be a good
Yeah.
X-Men
Yeah, totally.
character.
He's, so he's Beast in X. He's Beast in X-Men. Sick. Okay. Weird
No,
turn, but no.
no, that's the time as a river guy. I forget his name. Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey. Oh, okay. Scrambled eggs, baby.
A
Oh, and
different beast.
you also have the we talked about the Dracula movie.
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. And it looks like we have a return to Silent Hill. So we have
Yeah, they're just milking that fucker. That cow's almost out of milk.
I remember we went and saw the first you weren't with us, but like a group of friend of our friends went and saw it. And one of our friends were so wasted that when one of the barbed wire scene to the old lady, our friend laughed her ass off,
Nice.
because she was a little gone.
That probably made that
It did. It really did. Looks
movie
like we may be getting it, according to IMDb, an untitled Cloverfield sequel.
better. I mean, I don't even know what that's funny. All right. Yeah. I'm in.
You're in.
I'm in.
You son of a bitch, you got me in.
Yeah,
But yeah, like I'm intrigued by some of these movies, like the Speak No Evil, the Abigail. I'll be intrigued by, a little twist on that.
I think Abigail is going to be a surprise hit. I think that's the one that's going to pop. Is it? It's got the right. It's got some star power in it. It's got the like.
Yeah. See
It's
no
good.
evil. Honestly, In Violent Nature looks pretty.
I forget which one that is.
That's the one of the POV of the killer of the entire movie.
Oh yeah. Yep, that's right. I watched that trailer.
Yeah. So we have all that. And by the way, since we're talking about horror movies, Keith, your a movie that you did not want a sequel to is getting one. Is Five Nights at Freddy 2 is
No, my.
happening.
You know, that movie, I just need to make peace with the like, I'm not a Five Nights at Freddy's fan. It's
Yeah.
not for me.
Well, you prefer Wally's Wonderland, the Nick Cage one, because that's basically it.
Isn't that, but that movie's like kind of good though, I thought, isn't
Well,
it?
it is,
Yeah.
but
Because
it's
Five
just
Nights at
Five Nights
Freddy's,
at
all
Freddy's.
it has going for it is the IP, which
Yep.
like kids love. Because like the movie itself is objectively bad and boring.
And that's why they made it PG-13 so they can make it more kid
Yeah, it's
friendly.
for kids. And
Yep.
because Five Nights at Freddy's is for kids. But like, I mean, whatever, not kids. That's maybe the wrong word, like teenagers. But whatever. Good for them. It's like it's not for me to understand, so I'm just gonna tip my cap and say, "Damn kids, bad taste."
Damn kids. other movies that are we can talk about. The there was a new Matrix movie coming out that got announced.
Yeah, boy, they sure did. It's, I think most folks who give a shit probably know about it. I saw a fun Reddit post that there's some word for word dialogue in Matrix Resurrections that talks about what's happening right now. Because there's a part where they're like, it doesn't matter, like they're gonna make this project with or without you. Because they're talking, they even drop, remember in Resurrections, they dropped the Warner Brothers name. They'd like say Warner, hey, Warner Brothers is gonna just gonna make this Matrix, man. They're just gonna do it. So like it's happening. It's funny that it the Matrix Resurrections predicted what's happening right now.
It's one of those things of it's a strong it's one of those things of like Hollywood doesn't know how they can make new stuff. So it's either, make a superhero movie, make a bring back an IP, or and Warner Brothers like, how do we do it? Well, we have the Matrix titles under our name, so let's just do the Matrix.
Well,
Like,
and what I'm afraid of is they're just gonna like try to they're gonna try to capture what made Matrix One good. That's what I'm afraid they're
well,
gonna
that's what they
do.
kind of did try to do with the new with the newest one, because they did all the, wait, this isn't the scene from the movie. Oh, wait, this is someone different. This is something, like,
Well, that's what I thought. I don't know. I loved Resurrections. I thought Resurrections was. I think time will prove that movie did is good.
you res heads, you're gonna come around
Yeah,
one of
I
these
think
days.
yeah, it's going to become a cult classic, I think, in the future. But like the Matrix, it was so self-referent, it like it knew itself. That's what I think that because the Wachowskis, I mean, what shit, the Wachowskis made it and wrote it, and they
100%.
and so like it was weird. It was it like it had young Morpheus, it had the young Smith, and it was so interesting. And it swung for the fences. I'm afraid this one's not going to swing for the fences. That's my
So
big worry. Drew Goddard.
Drew Go Goddard will be the director. He directed movies of Bad Times at the El Royale and Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, that's his fucking resume.
So everybody is kind of somebody else just like, Cabin in the Woods is kind of meta as well. So he's the, do you think that they might just go with a meta route again, even
Because
though,
Resurrections already did that. They can't do
I know we don't need to do it again.
that
Like, I think
again.
with the newest one, when they do, it's like, are we having Keanu back? Are we having Carrie Ann? Are we doing Morpheus this time? Are we having Lawrence back? Or, like, what are we going to be doing with the Matrix movie? A la, is this going to be the Animatrix that it's just a different story, but it's the Matrix 5? Or are we going to have Neo and Trinity, cleaning up the robot war all over again? Do we get clarifications on, are they both the one? Are they, is, that dumb thing of their powers are stronger when they're together? You know what I mean? Because when
Oh,
Resurrection,
yeah.
all that Neo could do is force shield himself for a while.
Yeah, and I don't know. In the Animatrix, they like took they went to crazy angles. They like followed the story of a speed runner that was so strong that he like broke the Matrix. They had the story of like the rise of the machines, which was cool, which was like
And I think I'm at a point, and I'll say it now on this podcast, Matrix Reloaded and Resurrection, they're, to me, okay movies. They're not terrible. I think the Wachowskis swung for the fences and they missed. But I enjoy them. Like, just thinking about like the Neo fights in 2 and 3 are pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'll like if I watch Matrix 1, I'm gonna want to watch 2 and 3. I don't know if I care. I mean, I liked Resurrections a lot. I don't know if I want to watch it a ton.
Well, it's those things of, my ADD of like, I have to own all of them, so I do own all of them. But I just this just there's things like I'm thinking about the just thinking about the Neo scene right now of like, when he or joking with Resurrection, how he all he could do is force shield, and like then I go cut my brain went to 2 with the scene of him, fighting the vampires in the with guns, and he stops the bullets, and it's just them flying around the whole, up the staircases and stuff,
Well, I
and
mean the Matrix Reloaded car chase scene is famous. That
yeah,
one's
that too.
that movie. I always think about that scene.
But it's one of those things,
And
like if
like
I.
Morpheus cutting the truck with a sword.
But like you said, if you watch the first one, you're like, well, if I'm watching the first one, let's watch the second one. Well, I watched the
Yeah.
second one. That's, with the third one. So you go on and go on.
And I'll put on my optimistic hat for a second. Like the Matrix is a cool world. Like I'm
Do
happy
you
to.
think it could be more meta, or do you think it should go away from the meta, like the first, what Resurrection has just
I
done?
don't. Oh, Resurrections was incredibly meta.
Yeah.
I
Or
wanted.
when Neo makes a movie called he is famous for his video game being called The Matrix, and they have this the action figure of Trinity falling with the bullets flying at her from Reloaded. It's like meta,
Well, and
meta.
they like the Wachowskis famously made Morpheus's death canon from the obscure video game that no one played.
And it's only
No, I
because
want.
more Lawrence Fishburne couldn't go to the movie because couldn't film, or Vigo, not Vigo, the real Agent Smith, he couldn't record because they
Hugo
were,
Anderson,
yeah, Hugo
Hugo Weaving,
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 yeah, Hugo Weaving, he couldn't film the because he was doing other movies at the time,
that's funny.
so that's why we had.
I'm excited to see because they're gonna throw all the money in the world at a Matrix thing. I'm excited to see what it looks like, not a COVID movie, because Resurrections was a serious COVID movie and it looked like shit a little bit, like it looked stupid because there was like no people in it. Remember, like the only scene with people in it was at the coffee shop, and there was just like 10 people in the
Coffee
background
shop or
standing,
in the
like
ships.
awkward, yeah, like awkwardly 6 feet away from each other. No, I'm
But
excited to see. There
man,
is, yeah,
it
there's things, but as far as like meta or not, I don't know. I just wanted to tell a story.
yeah. So like
I don't need.
Lana Wachowski will serve as a executive producer of the movie, so there will be a Wachowski on. But again, I'm intrigued. I'll put my optimistic cap on as well until we find out more of, what is the idea of the movie going to take place. Is
I
it
hope it's
a
like, I hope it's way in the future. That'd be my wish.
So then the question would be, would then Neo and Trinity will be in that movie, or do we already
Maybe don't
are
even have them. That'd be
or
cool.
do or you do the idea of in the real world they're 80 to 90, but they can go into the Matrix and they're still, the last time we saw them of, a little older than normal, or
Yeah, no, they could be gods, like, because they kind of are.
like, were their avatars be young, but their real version is, what, so that fat slob gamer from Gamer that we watched, remember the,
Oh, from so the South Park character?
well, yeah, but it's the, what was his name? Gerard Butler's movie
Oh,
that
yeah.
we watched when we got like
Jesus.
this, yeah.
That's a good pull.
Thank you. I just remember just watch just getting
Gamer,
sued.
right? It's called Gamer.
It's just Gamer. And it's yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I remember us watching that and I'm like, what is going on? And then it's like the main villain is this fat slub. That's the only thing I remember about that movie, sir. I don't know anything else. But yeah, optimistic hat is on, so we're waiting to see on, what will come afoot. Speaking of coming afoot,
On coming on feet.
there we go. Big game, you're a big Game of Thrones guy. They announced
Love
that
it.
the Jon Snow spinoff will not be happening anymore because they have nothing,
Was
no,
it was never gonna
it,
happen.
they announced it. It was going to happen, but
But
then they just.
like there's no way they ever like started anything.
Oh, yeah, they never started anything because they don't have any.
There's no content.
There's no content.
And like I feel like it was like a one of those like tests. Like, hey, do people want this? So let's leak something. Let's leak something.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of people do too. Like, the best prime example, and it's this is way off from Game of Thrones, but look at Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool. He leaked. Oh, sorry. Someone leaked the footage of Deadpool, and then that's how it was made because everybody's
Yeah.
like, we need that. But people like you, hey, we're doing a Jon Snow movie, show. Cool. And then like months later, like, yeah, we have nothing to do, so we're not gonna do it.
Yeah, I mean, House of Dragons, sick as fuck. It's got books to go. It's got con. It's got like it has a foundation. It's got bones.
I
And
know
I
that.
just like they'd just be winging it with like, what does Jon Snow do after the war?
Right. I do know they did come out with a new, they announced a new spin-off. A Knight in the Seven Kingdoms. So it's an.
Oh, it was about like the past, wasn't it? That sounds.
Yeah. There are three prequels set 90 years before Game of Thrones. So, we have they're doing another one. So it's a, they're doing a prequel to even the even what you're watching now. And you said you finished the books, right? Or you're still.
I'm getting there. I'm about halfway through. I'm not the word the last book is probably the wrong word. The towards the end of the books that are written
Yeah.
and completed.
You're almost there.
It's been fun. It's been fun jumping on the hype train because for since two so 2011 is when George Martin finished whatever, I forget the name of the last book that I'm reading right now. But Winds of Winter is the next one coming out. And so for t like 12 years, people have been speculating about when it's going to come out. So it's been fun to jump on that hype train because
Well,
I keep on reading things like, yo, it's coming out this year,
like, yeah,
dude.
because this has been coming out, like that movie, that it's the same book, right? That has been like, being announced. But this is when even Game of Thrones, the original series, was on. Like, hey, how long can this go? Well, as much as he can write, and then like once we got to the final season, he's like, I'm already on chapter one of this book, so I got nothing for you. Create your own, content for the final season.
Yeah, he told him the Hodor thing. He like told him the vague structure. But what I'm finding through working through the series is that like each installment is so massive and like it covers so many storylines and like I don't know what the fuck. I don't know how
For
it almost makes me like the sh ending more because they were able to produce something out of it even though I thought it was stupid.
like
But
they could honestly could still maybe be not going today, but they could have ended a couple years ago if they did not remove a lot of the content from the books, from what I've
Yeah.
seen of
Or if
like.
they, yeah, they just would have had to keep spending millions of dollars. It wouldn't have been practical, but it would have been cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm on the hype train for when every once in a while I'll be sitting on the toilet and I'll Google, hey, when's of winter coming out?
You really just need to like contact George R. R. Martin and be like, yo, dude, what's
But yeah, no,
when it's coming out?
So the end, the story, it's got a title. One's the Winds of Winter and something, it's the something of spring. I forgot the
Yeah.
end of the last one, but no, my big hype. I'm just excited about House of Dragons season two. That's my
Yeah.
big thing.
They announced that the I've and surprisingly, I have not watched any of it, but The Boys season four is complete.
I've never seen a single episode of The
Really?
Boys.
I
Yeah.
thought you'd be a boys boy.
No, it seems it's very popular. I ought to
Yeah.
watch it.
It's just like a gory superhero show.
Yeah.
My parents watch it and they like it. Like
Yeah.
that's like the one thing I've never watched, and I'm just like that and like the Invincible, the cartoon. Like I'm like, I'll get to it, I think.
I'm
Maybe
sure it's
one.
good. It's like it's not for me, maybe. I don't know. At
I
least
think the
I'm.
boy I think the boys would be good. I think the boys would be for
Yeah.
you. Like I know for certain that would be for
Yeah.
you. I just for some reason I'm just one of those guys, I'm a starter for shows or movies, TV, and then I go back to Bob's Burger, then like, oh, like, I nailed out the bear in 2 weeks. I still need to finish Ted Lasso, and I'm like, when the producer's like, what should we watch? I'm like, we
Not
can
Ted Lasso.
not Ted Lasso. Yeah. But one of these days I'll get to it.
No, I'm just, it took me, I it famously took me, not famously, famously in my life, took me like 5 years to start Game of Thrones.
I was 4 seasons behind when it first
So,
started.
like, which was awesome because that show was so frustrating to watch, like, on like live.
When I for some reason I'm that guy who when a new show hits and everyone's like, you gotta watch it. You need to watch it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'll get to it when I get to it. And then like once season three came out on DVD or Blu-ray, my former coworker's like, I'm letting you borrow all three and you can give it a go. And like me and the producer nailed out all 3 seasons of Game of Thrones within
Nice. Well, those
like
first
a
three
week,
seasons are like
2.5 weeks.
truly good.
Like it was one of the things like it we got it during the winter, so we had nothing to watch. And from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., we just watched Game of Thrones. Like my parents, we gave them to we let them watch Lost. And my parents, and this is like there were 6 seasons I want to say of Lost, and we had all five of them. My parents knocked out that those completes that whole show in like 2 weeks.
That's
Like
so funny.
literally, it was right, what are you at 6 seasons? And they're how many episodes?
Oh, there's like
Six
70 episodes or
seasons.
something. Yeah.
Six seasons, 25 episodes a season, at least 25. They would wake up at like 7 a.m. or whenever they woke up, and then from whenever they woke up to like 11 o'clock at night, I was like, "Hey, how's Lost going?" My parents were like, "We're on season three." I'm like, "I gave you the disc Sunday, and it's Wednesday already."
The hell yeah.
But
No, the
like.
only Game of Thrones was one of the first shows, prestige TV shows I got into. Battlestar Galactica was one.
Never
I
did
watched
that.
that one. I watched that. I watched it embarrassingly fast. It has 76 episodes.
Have you seen the Portlandia sketch about
Yes.
that?
That's yeah, that was a good one.
But yeah, I'm a person that just will start a show, 5 years too late thinking, and then I'm like, hey, have you seen the show? It's awesome. Be like, yeah, I watched it, prime example right now is The Bear. I'm like, I'm not gonna watch it, but now I'm like, I need to watch. I need a new season right now, please, which
Nice.
should be coming out in June. Speaking of horror movies, by the way, Keith, I forgot to ask you this. What do you think of 28 Years Later coming out?
Ooh, I didn't know that was happening. That's exciting.
So it's exciting, but I'm gonna.
I'm assuming Danny Boyle has something to do with it.
The director who's going to be part of it is Naya, where is it? Naya DaCosta or Nia. Okay, hang on, I'm gonna give you the first movie. Okay, she directed The Marvels, but she also directed Candyman, so
It's hard to
she.
tell. It's hard to for me, it's hard to critique a director based on like a Marvel movie because they're like the movie's made before the director gets to it in Marvel. So like there's no extent that wasn't like a Sam Raimi movie we watched. Like with the Yeah.
But
Anyways, whatever.
she
That's
directed
different.
Candyman and the Marvels. I can tell you that the producer loved the Marvels, the most recent one. She
I
loved
love
it.
Candyman.
And you love Candyman. So, but she is now in charge of directing 28 Years Later. And what's his face? Says he would love to come back.
Cillian
Cillian
Murphy.
Murphy, he said that he is it says he's rumored to be back in it.
It would work.
Ralph Fiennes will be in it too, looks like.
Ralph. I like how on this podcast we don't call him Rafe.
Rafe. It's Ralph.
It's
According to
Ralph.
my IMDb, it says Ralph.
Hey, his name's Rafe Fiennes, but we call him Ralph.
We're good friends with him, so he's Ralph.
Yeah, he prefers Ralph.
There looks like we're doing 20 8 years later. I remember seeing the first one, and I think I've seen the sequel, the 28 months.
Oh, the first one's famous. That movie helped kickstart the zombie
Yeah, it
craze.
really did. Because I want to say with that, then you got Shaun of the Dead. So,
Oh my God. Shrek 2. Sorry, this is breaking news right now.
Shrek 2
Shrek
in the
2 is in movie
theaters.
theaters right now.
Oh yeah. In the upcoming month weeks, at the Regal theaters, five Nolan movies will be in theaters for a couple days. This week, I mean next week here will be Interstellar. Here we go. April 10th and 11th is The Dark Knight. So that's for us recording today and tomorrow. Next week is Interstellar. April 17th, 18th, Interstellar. April 24th and 25th is Inception. May 1st and 2nd is Insomnia. And then May 8th and 9th is Dunkirk. And they're $5 to see them. So I think I owned Interstellar, never watched it. I blind bought it.
Wait, if you not you gotta watch Interstellar if you've never seen the
I
movie theaters
know.
are gonna be a good place for that.
Yeah, I my old coworker wanted me to go see Tenet, and he's still on that Tenet needs to watch.
I
But it's
support
like
Tenet.
it,
I
but it's
support
in,
Tenet supporters.
but it's impossible to find. Hear me out, not having to rent on Amazon. Like it is impossible to find.
Like just a physical copy of it.
Yeah. Or just to watch it like on Max or
That's
like try
funny.
to watch it for free. I'm a
Yeah.
free guy. Like I don't go out to rent movies on any of the sites. I or
No, yeah,
stream.
I'm a big I transitioned well from Blockbuster. I'm a big renter.
Yeah, I just haven't been that way yet. And it, like to me, it's like you can rent Madam Web on Xfinity Comcast, but it's $30. I'm like, why do I want to
And
spend
you're
30
like,
to rent
well,
it for like 2 days?
I'm just gonna buy it anyways.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just gonna buy it. Well, I can just wait till it comes out. And sadly, I might just buy it because I know how bad good it is and just kind of hey, look at my.
If you invited me this weekend to come by and drink some beers and watch Madam Web, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's like the thing, hey, come look at my sweet movie collection. They're gonna be like, why do you have Madam Web? I'm like, why don't you have Madam Web?
That's
So
legit.
yeah.
No, what? No, but I guess what I was getting at with Shrek 2 is you can help me because part of the show is what's on our queue,
Yeah.
and I'm about to have an serious, heavy argument with my partner about what we go watch in the theater this weekend.
Are you gonna fight for Shrek 2?
And maybe I am. I'm originally it's either First Omen or Shrek 2. That's really the only options out there.
I can tell you right now that I've not seen any of the Shreks, so I'm a Shrek-free guy.
No, that's fine. Civil War's out, and maybe I'll have
Yeah,
to watch
Civil
Civil
War is
War.
out. I know the producer would not want to see that. Godzilla and Kong.
I do want to see that because
I do
I've
too. I may try to.
realistically what we're gonna see is between Godzilla, Civil War, and Omen. Those are
Or
our three options.
Ghostbusters.
Or Ghostbusters.
There we go. That's what I want to hear. Yeah, I was just looking at the movies right now myself, and it's just like, I need to see. I
Is
was gonna.
Ghostbusters not doing well? It like doesn't have many showings.
It's doing okay. Like I, since you were gone, I can let you
Yeah.
know. I thoroughly enjoyed Ghostbusters.
Oh
Here's my comparison to you, okay?
yeah.
Ghostbusters 2. That's how I felt the movie was like. It's like
Oh.
Ghostbusters 2.
Well, because I remember I wasn't like terribly fond of the last one.
Yeah, but it just Ghost. This one reminds me of Ghostbusters 2.
Which, hey, Ghostbusters 2 is cool.
It is. It. I. Honest Trailers on YouTube just did a 25-minute Honest Trailers of all the movies
Oh,
for
I gotta watch that. I've
Ghostbusters.
been meaning to get to
It's
that. That'd be a
actually,
fun one.
it's a fun one. Like they even knew the video
Yeah.
game.
Nice.
But it's like just re-watching Ghostbusters 1 and 2 before I saw this new one. It just, I'm like, God, these are great movies. Like,
Yeah, one
God.
and two are like perfect.
Yeah. Even though two is not like in that way of like people hate it, it's like it's still it's a fun
It's
movie.
sentimental.
Yeah, like I'll tell you this. So yeah, Ghostbusters after Frozen Empire to me, it feels like Ghostbusters 2. But again, and I'll tell you this, there's like nine storylines in this movie that are trying to cross weave into one. So it may feel overwhelming, but my plan was to go see Ghostbusters again and then do double dip and see Godzilla. And then I like once I was like to a point where I'm like, I may buy these tickets now, I may buy them. And then I'm like, I might just buy Ghostbusters and I might just ex-nay Godzilla that day and just go see a different time. Because they're both 1 hour 55. So and then I did my calculation, sir. If you want to avoid trailers, it's 20 minutes.
Oh, is that pretty
Exactly.
accurate?
Pretty
Oh,
accurate.
no, I like trailers. I'm a trailer
Well, I do
guy.
too, especially the commercials and the trailers. But
Although, hey, I've made it known this is not parody or satire. This is serious. I want to lightly poison the pets of the executives that work at Regal and Cinemark who allow that the ads and the trailers.
Well, so I'll let you know now. Next week here, next
Parody
week.
satire. That is parody satire. I'm not going to poison their pets.
There you go. Yeah,
Or am
Ricky
I?
approve it. But next week, Abigail comes out. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare comes out. That Sasquatch Sunset. Have you seen the trailer for that one? It's a
No.
it is Jesse Eisenberg, and it's just basically Bigfoots, the
Nice.
Sasquatches. Like
That's fun.
it's. All that's all it is. It's them talking and Sasquatch, blah blah blah.
No,
But I recommend Ghostbusters, but that's just
I'm gonna
me.
watch. I
Like,
gotta
dude,
watch it. I mean, it's.
I wore my jumpsuit.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that was
That's fun.
it was fun. However, I was just super overheated in the jumpsuit. So that was got that good.
I'm a little jealous of places that have AMCs because they do the themed cocktails. Like
Yeah.
I really it'd be how cool to be to have like a Slimer margarita or
Right,
something. Like
yeah.
that'd be so cool.
Like I got a one of the buckets. It's like one of the popcorn containers.
Yeah.
I bought one of those, but like I didn't want to buy a Slimer because it's like, why do I want to buy a Slimer when there's a giant Cinemark logo,
Yeah.
in
Well,
the
and like,
middle
no
of it?
matter how bad it is, it's still Ghostbusters. I mean, like, I'm trying to think of like the worst case scenario for me. Worst case, I'm still gonna have fun and it's gonna be cool.
Yep.
So like,
Yeah.
it's whatever.
But
It's
yeah, I know you won't watch it this weekend, but if you need a someone to go with, I'll see it again.
nice.
Speaking of seeing it again or seeing, let's do a little. Do you want to do spoilers or do you want to talk about
Oh,
X-Men
for oh,
97?
X-Men. Yeah, let's fucking send it.
All right, so this is gonna be a little spoiler.
It's a kind of children's cartoon, so it doesn't
Yeah.
really matter if we spoil it.
No.
But yeah, be warned.
You weren't. Starting now.
Hey, strap on your spoiler gloves because you don't want to take your powers from somebody. That was a I'm sorry,
Hey.
that was
That's
bad. I
fine.
tried.
Yeah. Kick on your ignition because you don't want to burn out on your bike on spoilers,
You know
baby.
what? No, we're doing great. This is
We're doing great.
perfect.
This is perfect. We're nailing it. Right, Rick? Right. Thanks, Rick.
He's like, you guys are fucking hilarious. This is like,
Hilarious. You guys are like the two funniest people I
yeah,
know,
we're like
so
goddamn, we're like Larry David and
I'll be
whatever,
James.
the racist SNL guy who hosted Gillis,
Gil
Shane
Shane
Gillis.
Gillis, yeah.
Yeah, we're like
Oh.
Shane Gillis meets Larry David.
Thank you. That's awesome. I'll take that. But X-Men 97 is killing it.
Love
Oh,
it,
love
dude.
it.
Just I was I caught up like 30 seconds before record. I watched
Yep.
the end of it, and I'm just keep on trying to think of like what my takeaways are from it. I'm always impressed with they do really good at these like sudden dark turns that I
Yeah.
feel like are better. I'm working on. I think it's. I tried to. I'm working on this opinion. I talked with you while we were golfing earlier. Really cool golf conversation. How I think. The new X-Men 97 is better than the original because it, I don't know. it leans more into the art of it. It knows its audience a little more. It's for a bunch of like weird dorky millennials like us. Like it's for 30 to 40-year-olds. So some of the content and some of the like the art, some of the implications, some of the like relationships are a little more mature. There's less of the kid cartoon stuff in this one, which I hate saying that stuff because usually when that gets said, it's about a Pixar movie and it's like, yo, this movie is actually about like being nice to your neighbors and stuff, and that means it's for adults.
Yeah, like, and there is a true meaning
Like,
behind all the Pixar stuff. There's
it's like,
always
yeah,
something.
and that gets so annoying to me. Like, I get tired of the like, oh no, this one's actually good for adults too. It's like, nah, fuck, you just like kids' movies. It's fine. It's good. You're allowed to, it's fine. You're
I
allowed to do
like
that.
Despicable Me. You know, like
Yeah,
stuff like that. I'm like,
I do, and I do like Despicable Me.
no, I don't. I've never seen one, so. But I think X-Men 97 is phenomenal. I love the, you know, I mentioned how it's supposed to be hand drawing, and the third man on this show was like, no, it's not. I'm like, it is. I love like that it's new in 3D, and like the stuff with the earlier and the most recent episode, it's like the scene of Rogue and Gambit going after like the three-headed Sentinel, but it's quiet. You know, it's
Yeah.
just like there's no music. I love the fact in every episode they have the X-Men theme song, but they always change it in some like, you know, slow version or, you know, techno version. You know, they change
Yeah.
it. I love when they change the, you have to watch, you know, first off, it's a shame, it's a crime that they always ask if you want to skip the intro. I never do. But if you watch the
Well, no, you got
intro,
to hear the song at the
of
very
course,
least. Yeah.
at least. But if you watch it, they change the intro every week in some fashion to, they tweak it a little. So like example, in like this most recent episode, it's like the, you know, the classic scene of the villains and the heroes running. If you freeze frame it, you see sentinels in the middle and there's something else in the middle. You know, like Magneto was not in the first episode, but now he's in the front first
Yeah.
one at the in all the other ones.
You
Professor
know, the
X is not
one
in the other
the
ones.
speaking of you brought speaking of Magneto, the one like kids show they're doing is they're like they're keep winking like, oh, clearly Magneto's gonna like break bad, he's gonna be evil. Like they're not being very subtle about that, which is kind of kids showy.
They're not being subtle, but it's also like they're trying to show that he's like, I'm trying to be a good guy. Like, that's one thing is like,
Yeah, he's not doing very good.
yeah, but I think that's the purpose, though.
Oh no, I know, I
Like,
know.
that's the purpose. Like,
Yeah.
he's supposed to be like, listen, you guys can trust me, but everyone's like, why? We've been at war with you for, you know,
Years.
years, and but
Yeah.
now you're, since
And man,
Professor.
the character design on Magneto is so sick. He looks awesome.
I've grown to like his new outfit of the just the giant purple suit with
Yeah.
M, but I'm like, just go back to the old one. Just go back to the old one.
Well,
But
no,
I,
okay, mostly in, I guess mostly the characters that I'm talking about is I like his new face and hair. He's like a young guy. I think he looks cool. He has like a, he looks like handsome. And then, oh, you and I are Wolverine heads. When are they gonna do when's the Wolverine episode?
Right, when is that going to happen? We've had a storm, we've had multiple Jean Grey. I like the
The I'm excited they're not doing Phoenix. I'm excited they're doing the
because it
clone
already
plot.
had because it already has happened. That's the cool thing.
Yeah,
Like,
but X-Men 3 did it. It already happened.
yeah, but I'm just saying, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And X-Men Phoenix, but I'm just saying,
Yeah.
like, they've already done it. Like, it's already an episode in, you know, season four or five, you know, and the previous season. So it's like we're not having to rehash it unless you watch the montages of in the credits, then that's what we're getting out of it.
You
Like
know what
we
my favorite, I think one of my favorite things they brought back was the 15-minute episode thing from the 90s that they used to do. Like there was the Jubilee Nintendo one and then the Sinister. That was the same episode. So it was a 15.
Sinister, no, Sinister was
Oh,
episode
it was on an
three.
episode. But they
Yeah,
did a
it was
15,
his own.
two-part episode, or it was 15 minutes and 15 minutes.
Because the second half was the one storm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was
Which,
a cool, that was a thing cartoons used to do. Like
like,
Beavis and
part one and
Butthead did
part
it.
two. Yeah.
Beavis
I
and
like the
Butthead did it.
Simpsons.
Ren and Stimpy did it.
I thought
Rock of Modern
this.
Life did it. Sorry.
Yeah. No, no worries. I would say, like, I liked the Sinister. Like, I liked all the episodes.
That episode was like literally scary.
Right?
Like the all the goop and the like
Yeah.
the body
Like,
horror when like
it's like, we're gonna
was it
drown this
Rogue when
child.
Rogue like merged into Magneto? It was so
Yeah.
gross.
Yeah. Like, you got on the wrong episode. We got on the wrong level when they said the giant blob. I think they're nailing it. Like, because I guess with the success of 97, and I mentioned it on when we brought it out, that they're like, Marvel might be like, all right, well, we're gonna bring back Spider-Man. We're gonna bring back.
Well, and to like, I mean, I don't care about that stuff.
Yeah.
What I want from this is for them to realize that, hold on, like, whatever, the last 20 years may have been owned by MCU, but like, X-Men truly is the cool comic book. Like, no matter, like, Wolverine, Cyclops, Gambit, Magneto, Professor X are all like way cooler
Like,
characters.
again, if we when I brought this up, dude, the first time, like, the X-Men were the first Marvel comic book movies that we both
And even before those
accustomed
came
to.
out, yeah,
Yeah.
like they were a big deal. There was like arcade games, the like the X-Men arcade game.
The left to right,
You remember they referenced it in the episode?
yeah, I thought
That
that
was
was
sick.
awesome. The cover, the what was it, like, not Nintendo, but it was something like Tendo type thing.
Motendo.
Motendo, yeah. Like, the left to right video game, they mentioned that. They mentioned all the other stuff. Like, to me, this is hitting on all cylinders on what they want to make out of it. It again, you it's just the cool things to see, like, oh, they changed it here. Oh, they changed that there type thing. Or this scene hasn't happened. Like, so there's only 10 episodes left. I mean, not 10 episodes left, but there's 10 total.
And I think my big, I'm pleasantly surprised is my big takeaway, because I went in kind of negative to it.
Yeah. Well, like, half the world went when they saw a freaking Gambit in a hat crop top in the first episode. Everyone's like, I gotta turn this off because he's in a crop top. Folks, you have to remember, this takes place in 1997. That's why
Well,
it's
and
called 97.
I think that, like we talked about earlier, I think that's 100 people on the internet pretending to be mad. And I think that, like, that's just how people dressed in the movie, in like 90s movies, too. Like,
Exactly.
in
Yeah.
like White Men Can't Jump, he just looks like a White Man Can't
See,
Jump character.
like, I'm looking at the original X-Men animated series, and, like, I feel like I can knock this out because it's 5 seasons, 13 episodes, 13 episodes, 19 and 21, and then the last season is 10. I got a feeling I can knock that out. Like, I can burn through it because there's a lot of things I need to
Is
watch to
it
be like,
necessary?
it's probably not, but it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna not, why not? Like, there are a lot of things that, like, oh, this is a, there are, I think with 97, I think it, in some ways it is necessary, and sometimes in some ways it's not. So, example, I'm looking at season three, and the first half of the seasons, the whole season, the Phoenix saga,
Well,
Dark
and you know
Phoenix
what would
saga.
be the only reason I'd like to see if there is as many of the like mature themes going on, which I don't think there was. I think that's new.
Yeah.
The like
Oh,
more adult
without question,
stuff.
more adult stuff, yes. But I feel like this one would be more of a, excuse me. I feel like this would be able to connect more dots to, some of the, clip shots, quick scenes that they show in this movie, in the new one. Because, again, like, these are just, the new season is connected to the new old one, but it's like, if you remember it, then you're up to date. So I'm like, there's only 76 episodes. They're only 22 minutes long. So it's, you can knock three out every hour or so.
Nice watch.
It's a nice watch. I might actually, cut down, get into the nitty gritty of the old X-Men to just get
Well,
past it.
especially if they're never gonna make us a new X-Men movie, like
Oh,
what
they
else
are.
can we
They
do?
will. They are. Feige's going to.
I don't think they will. That's my prediction. I think They're just
So
gonna
yeah,
make
because
more. It's just gonna be.
the entire season three of X-Men, it's the Dark Phoenix saga. So,
Yeah.
I'm all for it. So I actually might just jump into this. I know Rick tried to or is trying to, but he stopped because of the, I think he was saying the illustration of the old, again, this came out in 19,
97.
90, 92, 93, 94,
Yeah.
95, 96. So yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why the, illustration is not what the new one does. But if, yeah, I would say the last thing about the X-Men 97 is like how awesome it is. Like, give me the old Spider-Man movies, the show. I used to watch the animated one. But we'll see what they move on. Anything you're gonna watch? Anything you watch or games you want to talk about before we wrap up?
Yeah, I'll touch on some video games. So I was gone for 2 weeks on my work business, and I picked up Super Mario Wonder or Mario Wonder, and I've been having a absolute blast playing that. I had some good time laying on a hotel bed with Guy Fieri on in the background playing Mario. So that was a good time. I bought it. I kind of panic bought it because I needed something for entertainment on my trip, and I was pleasantly surprised with. So I was worried it was going to be kind of easy because it almost looked like a not too serious, whatever. Serious is the wrong word for Mario, but like an easy
I
Mario
think the
game.
producer bought it, but she has her. I think the producer's brother bought it for her,
Oh.
and she still hasn't opened it yet. Like, it came out when it first
Oh, it's
happened.
excellent. It's very, very good. So I've been playing that. I got back on Final Fantasy. I think my new trying to come up with a new Final Fantasy plot because that game's so big. So that's the only thing I can talk about for my video game portion is I'm truly getting mini game to death. They need to chill out on that because the plot is so good in that game, but they just halt the plot for you to have to just do all these little like hunt, search and hunt mini games for like 10 hours at a time. So like I'll just like spend a week doing mini games, what it feels like, which is frustrating because the game's really, really, really good. It looks cool. I like all the characters. What I'm gonna do, let's see. Oh, I'll continue with watched past tense versus gonna do. I watched The Wrath of Man, which was a Guy Ritchie movie, which I don't have any like nothing to say about. I watched it. It's a Jason Statham movie where he shoots people in the head a lot, and that's it. And I picked up Dragon, or no, I picked up Helldivers 2 because of how popular it was, and I haven't played it yet. I'm very excited to. And planning on, what do I plan on doing? We've already talked about it's going to be Civil War, it's going to be Ghostbusters, it's going to be First Omen, or it's going to be Godzilla. That's what's going to happen in the next several days.
You're gonna try and watch the Fallout show since all the episodes come out on
Oof.
Amazon.
So it's all of them.
All of them came out today.
Sick. Yes,
I was
I'm.
like, at first, like, I saw IGN and it's like the entire season. I'm like, wait, like, what? And then like everybody like I follow is like, oh yeah, I got to watch the first season here, and this is what I thought of it. And then on IGN, it's like they released all 8 episodes on Amazon today.
Also, it's like a mini series
Yep.
kind of thing. That's cool. Yeah, that's on the
And
list. Gonna watch that
I
shit.
can tell you IGN gave it a 9. So
Ooh. Walton Goggins. Gotta give it up to Walton
Walton
Goggins.
Goggins, yeah.
But yeah, that's it for me.
Nice. For myself, I might start X-Men. Just start X-Men. I do know I will be watching,
Did you watch any weird movies? You're going into future stuff now.
Future stuff,
Or past stuff. You're going into future
past
stuff. What was yeah.
past stuff. What had I watched? I told you
Maybe we watched X-Men.
I watched X-Men last Days of Future Past, and we talked about how like that's like
Oh.
a near that is a perfect X-Men
It's the
movie,
best.
a perfect best non-Marvel DCU superhero movie.
It's the best X-Men movie.
It is without question. I did watch what else? Days of Future Past. What else? I know I watched another movie. It was on TV, and I was just like, I'll just put it on. A Dark Knight. Dark Knight. That
Nice.
was just on TV. So a lot of superheroes, but it's just, again, there was like nothing else on. It was 8 o'clock
Yeah.
at night, and I'm like, I'll watch Dark Knight. F it. And then that went like the until like, 10:30. I was like, oh, I literally watched it all. I was like, that wasn't my intent, but I did anyway.
You watch Ra's al
Ra's
Ghul?
al Ghul. This is Ra's al Ghul. No, that's one.
Oh.
Begins.
Oh, you watch Dark Knight. That's right. You
Dark
said.
Knight, Joker.
Yeah.
Why, and let's put a smile on your face. So I watched that. I have plenty of time to do more. I just haven't figured out what. I did download on Game Pass MLB The Show, so I've been
Ooh,
playing that
fun.
for a bit. I really need to updo my difficulty because I played four games and I average around 25 runs a game, and I average allowing one hit per game. So,
That's awesome. Yeah, you gotta change something.
yeah, when I'm three games in, I have about 50 home runs as a team, and one player already has 12, and he goes 6 for 6 at one moment with 6 home runs, so we have an issue with the beginner status.
That's awesome.
So what I'm watching this week, it's Masters week, so I'll be watching all the Masters, golf. So that's going to time consume for a little bit. But I think my goal is to do maybe X-Men. I gotta see what the producer wants to watch. We don't have anything that we're currently watching as a show besides X-Men 97. But yeah, I just don't have. I might try to see a movie. I don't know. I have free tickets, my see, I'll be one of those penny pinchers and see what I can do on getting free stuff out of. I have plenty of tickets and plenty of stuff, but
Yeah.
Masters week, so I'm watching that mostly and go from there.
Sick.
So yeah, so and maybe and Moss probably play more MLB The Show. So it's fun. You should download it, then we can do a home run derby since
Oh, that'd be fun.
it's Game Pass, so it's free.
Yeah, free-ish.
Free-ish, yeah. Oh, well, it's free until you get rid of a
Yeah.
Game Pass. But yeah, Masters weekend, so my money's on Tiger Woods, like always. So I hope that I hope that's a thing. But it's Tiger Woods, so we're
Yeah, I'll be consulting you to help me with golf gambling here in a little bit.
yeah, okay. So
Here's a quick one for you. Scottie Scheffler, McIlroy, John Rahm, Clark, Schofield, and Hovland all to get in the top 20.
all in the top 20.
Yeah.
I would say some of them might. I Scottie Scheffler is, I think he's the favorite going into it, so he's there. Wyndham Clark, he's from Oregon, so always root for him. But it's
Yeah,
the
the odds are he's a little
who's the other
taller
one?
for him.
McIlroy, he's always in contention, but again, like it depends. It's the with golf, it's the matter of Scottie Scheffler's always in contention. McIlroy always is, but then he always has those weekends of like, oh, he's you know he is the he makes the cut, but he doesn't. It's not looking good. Clark, he's the new young up and comer who's always in now is currently always in contention, but it's again he's like a McIlroy, like, well, he missed the cut this year because it's his second year or third year, But who's the other guys?
Xander Schauffele.
Oh, Xander, yeah. He's another one of those, like him, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas. They're all players that are always that they've won big name, they've won tournaments before. And, with golf not having like the Tiger Woods names, they're always like the names you announce and the people I have just said, they're always like the people that they always want in contention. But like Xander, Spieth, Thomas, sure they might make a run here and there, but then they always struggle. So it's that hard to tell you if the my joke and I always will be like my money's on Tiger just because. But if I had to like really pick someone, it may be Scheffler. But again, I think he has a bad shoulder and he's having putting issues, so I can't
Oh, shit.
yeah. So, well, welcome to sports talk as we end the show. So, I hope you got picked the right guy. But what you can do is pick the right website to go to, and that'll be nocellentertainment.com. That's right, nocellentertainment.com, where you can find all the things we do for you. You can find us all on the social medias, on the Facebook, the Twitter, the or X, the Instagram, and the No Sell Discord. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcast.